your tube of protective white light. Focus on your breathing for a moment as you take several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in a rhythmic and gentle fashion. Just focus on relaxing, letting go of any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Now take a deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out any darkness. And breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Now nice and relaxed and centered, put your attention now on your etheric body and visualize, become aware of all of your chakra centers and the alignment of those chakra centers. And if they are not in alignment along your spinal cord, simply with your willpower, with your intention, realign them. Just focus and bring each of the chakra centers into alignment. And notice, become aware of the various colors of the chakras and the intensity of those colors, the brightness, the intensity. And for each chakra center in turn, raise the frequency or raise the intensity of that color and frequency and vibration of that chakra as well. Starting from the third star chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color. And moving up to your root chakra, ruby red, bright ruby red color. Moving up to your sacral area, orange. The solar plexus, yellow, bright yellow as the sun. To your heart center, the midpoint between the four lower chakras and the four upper chakras, blue-green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, which has become reactivated, magenta. The throat area, sky blue. The third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. Crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, if you take all of these colors in these chakras at their highest intensity, bring them all together, it becomes brilliant white, white as in the soul star chakra. So merge all of these chakras together into soul star chakra. And you, your conscious knowing self, just simply move into that soul star chakra now with the merging of all of the other chakras. And know that this is your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body. And you now in your light body can begin to move from your physical form right out through the top of your head. And let yourself rise up in your Merkaba or your light body. Rise up, leaving your physical body behind. And move all the way up until you're past your Earth's atmosphere. Become aware of all of the ships and the planets in the solar system. And you look back down at the Earth. and you see her right now as she is in the third dimensional expression. Just as if you were on the surface and out and about and seeing things as they are within the third dimensional illusion. But as you're looking down now, simply see the violet light begin to spread from your physical form. Just see it expanding out. It already was there, and now just expand it out and see it expanding and growing, encompassing not only your physical form, but the area that your physical body is in, and then on and on, whatever village, town, city, state, country, just keep seeing it expanding until it expands completely around the entire planet. That violet flame, the flame that burns, has always been burning within each and every one of you. You just simply were not aware of it. But now you are. For it is the I Am presence within each and every one of you. It is the calling to that I Am presence. And that God source within you, the connection. So see the violet flame now has expanded all around the earth. Not only on the surface of the planet, but above the planet, connecting to the crystalline grid, the Christ consciousness grid, and overtaking or engulfing the Christ consciousness grid. A violet flame, the violet flame everywhere, and just as the flame or a flame burns out all the old, see this violet flame now burning out, purging out all the old programming, within the third dimensional illusion. And see it purging it all away and being replaced by the new programming, replaced by the light coming in. See the dark shadows being replaced by the light as light pours in. See light pouring in from everywhere now, from the ships, from the planets of the solar system, from beyond this solar system, out into the galaxy and beyond galaxy after galaxy. Light pouring down, coming down to the planet, enlightening the entire planet and everyone on it. And the surface of the planet becoming light. And light penetrating downward as well into the earth, into all areas of inner earth. And light coming from inner earth and back up to the surface of the planet. Connecting all with truth, with love, with oneness, with understanding. Now take a moment and create or visualize all the resulting changes that have been already happening and are in the process of happening across the planet, where people are coming together, people are waking up to the reality of the third dimensional illusion, that it is indeed just an illusion. And that as an illusion, you can create anything you want to make it your reality. Don't have to go by the reality that others have created. Rather, create the reality that you want. And do that right now. See how that would develop across the planet. Perhaps you see ships coming down and decloaking and showing themselves everywhere, as in first contact to see people coming together in love and oneness, and the absence of fear, the absence of anger, the absence of hate, replaced only by love. What a world this will be. Now let yourself begin to come back towards your physical form. Come back into your physical body. And of course, the violet flame is already there with you. And it has indeed purged out the old programming, making it easier and easier to bring in the new programming, the programming that is the new reality that you, as a collective you, are creating across the planet. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain. I come to be with you at this time, in these momentous times of change, change happening everywhere, all around you. Up until recently, those changes have been largely unseen, but they are beginning now to come more and more to the forefront. Changes that you have been visualizing, that you have been creating for some time now, actually going back lifetimes, you have been creating this new reality. But now, more and more, in these moments, light is filtered through into all areas of the planet. The light of truth, the light of oneness, the light of the I Am presence within each and every being on the planet. Even those that would shy away from the light cannot withstand the light. They cannot hold against it. And if they attempt to do so, they will indeed be consumed by that very light. So know this. Know that as these changes continue to develop across the planet, and more people are coming awake, all of you, each and every one of you, have taken the so-called red pill. Each of you have been red pilled. And more people across the planet are also beginning to take that red pill. No longer can you take the blue pill and fall back asleep. That is no longer possible. You have moved beyond that, as if there was a line drawn in the sand and you have all moved across it, never to go back again. For you are in the process of ascension, moving from one level of consciousness to another level of consciousness, awakened. Each and every one of you awaken to the I Am presence within each of you. And that I Am presence is forever there with you, has always been there. But now you are awakening to it, awakening to the higher level of consciousness that the I Am presence brings to you, and that connection to your higher self. Many of you have been connecting with your higher self and your higher levels of guides that have been working with you diligently to bring you step by step along the ladder of love and oneness. This is the time, my friend. This is the time to reach for freedom within each and every one of you, and freedom for all of those around you. Freedom for the state you are in, the country you are in, wherever it is. It is all about coming to the freedom so that you are free to love and share and be one with each and every one with no thought of fear, no thoughts of anger and hatred and jealousy, all to be replaced by love and light. And the truth shall indeed set you all free. For you have been coming more and more to that truth, the truth of the connection of all as the one. And you have heard many times, be the one. This is not just a few words, but words that have deep meaning. Be the one. Be the one consciousness, the one understanding, the one light. Be the I Am presence, which is the one. Nothing and no thing can stop you now, stop you as the collective you from gaining more and more momentum as the dominoes begin to fall and will continue to fall more and more rapidly across the entire planet. And the catapult or the catalyst of all of this is you, especially those of you in this United States for America and the new republic that is being born again. And you all are a part of that new republic, of bringing it forward, bringing it to the next level of consciousness. The level of consciousness that was envisioned by those of your forefathers, who envisioned a great state, a great country, a great planet, where all, indeed all, are created equal and are one with the God presence within them. So allow yourselves now, through these times coming, to not fall back even an inch, to keep moving forward, no matter how many times you might fall. Pick yourself back up and keep moving forward again and again and again, and reach out to your fellow neighbors and assist them along the way. Just as you have received assistance, now it is time to give others assistance. Whatever way you are guided to do, simply trust in that guidance. I am Saint Germain. And I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that the battle for freedom that was begun in this country so long ago, a battle that you are all winning and bringing forward, indeed, the new republic of light. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to one who serves here. And minus Joshana at this point, she has stepped out, or we would say Joanna has stepped out. So it is we, the one who serves, will answer your questions if you have them. Would you have any questions here for one who serves?
I have a question.
Yes.
Actually, it's a two-part question. It's about MedBeds.
Chatting with a person on Telegram. Her name is Sky Prince. She has some sort of bed channel, and I just want to know if what she is saying, if she's talking about the true alien med beds. And also number two, or at least part B, is do the white hats have the ability to use bed beds if they need them?
We will tell you that the idea of bed beds is coming into the forefront more and more. More hearing about it, and in the hearing about it, you are creating it coming into being. More and more of you that talk about it, you are creating into bringing it into being. Now, the ones that are available now at this time are not the ones that come from your ET friends, brothers and sisters. Not yet. But it is the precursor of it. The movement from the old medical model into working with frequency and consciousness and color, sound and color and all of these things that will bring about the new level of consciousness for healing, not for simply working with the symptoms, and then once the one is working with the symptoms, it leads them to needing more and more medical assistance in terms of your various drugs and these types of things. So as one gets sicker and sicker and sicker, they need more and more drugs, and they bring out new drugs that make one more sicker, and all of these things that have been happening with your pharmaceutical companies, that is coming more and more to an end here. Take a little bit of time, but it is coming. And the advent of MedBeds and the movement from what are considered MedBeds to the crystalline chambers, crystalline healing chambers, that is coming. But it will take a movement of consciousness to the point where those of your brothers and sisters from the skies can reveal themselves. Mm-hmm. That is when you will have true...
Sorry, hold on. Thought about that. Hello?
That is when you will have the true healing chambers that are coming from those of your brothers and sisters from the skies. Okay? And the first part of your question, though, the one that is bringing this out is just a precursor. It is not the real MedBeds yet. It is just the beginnings of it. Okay?
She said she actually used them already on other planets.
You can look at that as what someone is saying as real, or you can search within yourself and understand how it resonates within you. That is what we would say here. Does it resonate? Does it feel right? Or is it something that someone is simply a flight of fancy here?
Yeah, I don't believe it. Thank you.
It is coming, but not quite yet. Would there be other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
How imperative is it to be a vegetarian before the ascension?
We did not understand the first part of that question.
How imperative is it to become a vegetarian? Vegetarian before the ascension.
It is all about consciousness. And if one feels like they need to move away from the ingesting of
physical flesh and all of this because their consciousness is calling for it, then indeed you would do so. But if it is the consciousness that is saying, well, it is not quite so bad at this point, as long as you are imbibing with those things that are organic and this nature, more locally grown in terms of vegetables and fruits and all of these things, as well as that of the animals that are ingested here, locally would be the best of always. But again, it is all about consciousness and frequency change within consciousness. So simply ask yourself, ask within yourself, rather than ask another such as us, ask within yourself, and you will receive an answer as to what is right or not so right for you at this time. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Would there be any other questions here?
This is Linda. I have a question related to the one just asked. Could you give us some guidance as to how to purify food if we cannot always buy organic, or if we wish to raise the vibration of the food that we have or that we purchase in cans and boxes and things like that? Could you give us some guidance there, please? Thank you.
What I can tell you is simply with your intention, you can purify anything, even such as a thing that would be considered poison. What we're saying here is that when one has a high enough consciousness, they can be, for instance, bit by a rattlesnake, and if they do not believe that the poison will affect them because their consciousness is high enough to believe that, then it will not affect them, you see? It is even the same as putting your hand in a flame. And if you do not believe that it will burn, it will not. So it is the same with the foods and the waters and all of these things that you take into your body. It is a belief process. Remember, believing is seeing. So when you fully come to that understanding and that level of consciousness, it does not matter what you take into your body because you can transmute it before it comes in, okay? As to a direct way of doing that, we are saying that that will come to you when you have raised your belief system and your consciousness along with it. Then you will know exactly what to do and how to do it as it comes. The question is, are you ready for that now? Okay.
Thank you very much.
Would there be any further questions here?
Yes, beloved ones. Beloved one.
Okay, one more question, and then we need to release channel.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, several years ago in January 6th timeframe, it was like unfathomable to me to think that we could actually would have to trudge through to another election with who we have, you know, with the deep state in charge. Now it looks like we may need to do that. We may be heading in that direction. But I wonder if you can give us a ray of hope that there is something or things powerfully happening behind the scenes to be sure that the election does not get stolen again and that we don't have another 4 years. Because it's very difficult to contemplate another, even if we make it, when we make it through to this election, another 4 years. So can you give us any hope in the matter of that?
We will give this in simply six words. The white hats are in charge.
Okay. So I'm hoping we're not going to have to deal with another 4 years then?
I'm going to tell you a great deal. With those six words, I should tell you what is coming here.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. We need to release channel here. Just simply continue to go about your daily activities, but do so with a higher level of consciousness as you do it. Raise your frequency vibration whenever you think about it. Simply do it. Whatever tool that you need to do it, just do it. And you will find that as you continue to do that, then those moments of despair, of disconsolation, of depression, and all of these things that you used to have and would what you say, wallow in misery, will fade away much quicker as you do this. And you will not find, you will find that you are not slipping back into those deeper, lower levels of consciousness very often here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.